A few hundred members of the Earth First Movement are gathering together near Soapstone Mountain in the Uinta Wasatch Cache National Forest, about 20 miles east of Francis. The Earth First Round River Rendezvous takes place for a week from July 3rd through the 10th. Heber Camas District Ranger Dan O'Howdige says the event happens somewhere in the U.S. every year.
We had a chance to sit down with the event coordinator this year, and they explained to us what their objectives were, kind of come back and get in touch with nature, have a relaxing atmosphere, put on some classes, and do some group stuff for about a week.
This is the group's 39th anniversary of the event. The original Round River Rendezvous was held near Moab in 1980. The group usually holds the annual event on public lands, including other national forests. Howdige says they've spoken with event organizers and other district offices that have hosted the groups before. He says after their discussions and research, they approved the permits.
The special use permit that they apply for is general, just like anybody else who's going to hold a gathering of 75 or more people on the forest. We have expectations of what the ground looks like prior to them leaving, certain kinds of conditions about where maybe they can minimize resource impacts, where they'll camp and set up kind of things like that. So we did approve their permit after our meeting last week.
Event organizers guess somewhere between 150 and 300 people will attend at some point during the week. The group's website says they believe in using all of the tools in the toolbox to defend natural spaces. That includes grassroots and legal organizing to civil disobedience and monkey wrenching. Howdige says they don't expect any sort of protest or destruction of property during their time in Wasatch County.
It doesn't take much to Google and find out some background. They did explain to us that there are two kinds of facets to how this all operates. They've got the demonstration or the protest portion that is not associated with this event. This is something where they come out and they kind of enjoy the peace, Mother Nature, and use of the forest, so forth. And that other aspect of their movement is all about is not associated with this part here. And so there doesn't seem to be any kind of concern at this point right now, nothing that raised any red flags. We did give some expectation, how we anticipated or expected them to be on the forest, you know, when they're out there.
Howdige says that between those there for the rendezvous and others looking to enjoy the Uintas, they expect limited camping and gathering spaces in the forest during the 4th of July weekend.
With the 4th of July being on a Thursday, we expect folks to be out there 4 to 5 days. A lot of use. High elevation stuff is still under snow or really wet, so we're congregating a lot more people in the lower elevations, and I'm thinking space is going to be limited, but plan for a long, enjoyable weekend.
KPCW called organizers of the event. Those calls were not returned. You can find more information about the Round River Rendezvous through a link on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.